This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023. As the AFL world descends on Adelaide,
it's gather round, it's the festival of footy.
Two massive forces collide.
This is my town.
Well, I'm kind of a big deal over here, Jim.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, g'day, Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Hey, g'day, Jim.
Together with Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Tickety-boo, Adelaide.
Thanks to the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023. Live from the District Sky City, this is the Rush Hour's Gather Round It.
The boys are back in town, boys are back in town. Oh, here we are.
Hey.
Why are you talking?
Where was the cue?
Where's the bloody start from? You rabbits.
Come on, rabbits.
Don't leave it all up to us. Hey, nice to be here, by the way. The district.
Whoa. Yes.
Have a look at how many punters are here. Going bananas. I absolutely love it. Now, we've got some introductions to make here, people. Greg Blewett, of course, former superstar opening batsman for Australia. Bernie Vince, former superstar, utility.
Utility.
Adelaide and Melbourne. So, and of course, need no introduction for myself. But
Scared top order batsman.
Middle order. Where's Jarman, by the way? What's he doing?
Where's two of them? Billy and Jarman?
I'm waiting for Jars, but before we get to him, where's Fat? Fat, what are you doing?
Where is he? I haven't seen him. Has anyone seen him?
All right. Oh, you've seen him.
There he comes.
There he
comes.
Oh, no.
He's dressed up.
What the hell is he doing?
He's got a crow's guernsey on.
And he's got hair around his lip.
What?
Is that Wayne Wiedemann or Simon Tregenza or something?
G'day, boys. How are you going? All right. I've been on the fifth down at Wakery. I got the speedboat out. We've been yavvying. I got this shit goatee.
How many kids you got?
I got 17 kids at the minute. I got Rocco and Racco and Rocco and Rooney and Rennie and 15 of them.
Sean Wren.
Sean Wren, it's Rashudo, you dickhead.
And you start every sentence with...
We're not going too well, the Crows, are we? We're shit out. Yeah.
You're the footy director.
What are you doing about it?
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, Keezy. Well, come on, Keezer. He thought he won it for his last year. Done nothing.
You re-signed the coach.
He's got to fire up too. Hey, are we on?
We're on.
Yeah, we're on.
This is me. I tell you what, Jim. I love this joint. It's the best city in South Australia. There's without a doubt.
Magnificent.
And it's all happening. I've got to just plug a couple of towns if we can.
Gather round it, by the way, at the district here. Yes.
Tanunda.
Sky City.
Oh, Tanunda. Beautiful place out there in the Brossa.
You called that Kakunda before.
No, be careful. Tanunda and Harry's Bar too. That's a nice spot in the city there.
Wow. Harry. Who's Harry?
Oh, no, that's Styles. Where I've been for the...
Oh, you little wedge.
It's good. It's been fantastic. The boxing, who went to the boxing?
No one.
Two.
Now, what
about
happened?
The spectacular on Tuesday night? How good was that? Hey, our girl Delta?
Not that pumped with either of them. What happened in the boxing, by the way? What happened to our man?
Who? Brownie. Nath defeated Kane.
Yeah.
Easily.
Apparently, yes.
Right. Oh, they're all
points.
Poor old Kane.
Mitch Robinson gave Kane pedophile.
That was a big upset.
Whacked him.
And did Corey McKernan get flattened?
He went down. He didn't get hit, but went down.
Yes. What? Yes, he was on the take.
Fresh air. He went down.
But most of our focus was Kane Corns and, of course, Brownie.
Yeah.
So I only saw a couple of highlights on the news.
Yes.
And it looked like Brownie was all over him. Would that be fair to say? Or?
All over him like a cheap suit.
Right.
He was. Okay. He won that easy. He won the four rounds. Kane was good. He hung in there. So he looks like a skeleton.
He put some muscle on. He put on about 8 kilos, Kane.
Yeah, he wasn't up to Nath. Nath's a big
man. I wouldn't be throwing barbs around about... figures physique. And stuff. I can see yours.
I'm not a fighter, mate. I'm a lover.
What's the lump in the front there I can see sticking out?
Well, how can you see that from down there?
Oh, you got a big lump and then a little lump out the big lump.
Well, I'm excited to be on air. That's what I am, to be at the district.
No, not that low.
Hey, where's Jars?
Because
you know what happened last year? He came out and he thought he was you, Jim.
Oh, and then he left.
And then he left, and he did get a call from the big boss.
The boss,
he
yes.
The boss,
and he said, you've got to be on every minute on this show, and we haven't seen him yet.
No, Bill, he had the front bar last night. So we left the green room before... Yeah. Watching highlights of himself and laughing with himself. Thinking, how good am I? I've gone back to back to back. The only person that's done that, the Jarman boys.
Yeah, three times they've been on.
And
Darren's the one.
He was the funny one.
He's a superstar.
Jeez, he had a beat up last night, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he's sweating up a storm. Sweating.
How was Andrew? Because I might have saw him at a pub drinking long necks before the show.
Well... He needs that. He does that before every rush hour.
Well, he needs to for a bit of personality.
We got anyone who doesn't support Adelaide here?
Geelong.
Well, I've got a couple of cats.
Lions.
The Lions fan. Yeah. Who else have we got?
Well, we got upstairs. Melbourne.
Oh, support Adelaide. Oh, Collingwood. Right.
Melbourne. Yeah.
Righto. So there's a bit of flavour.
What about Adelaide?
Oh, yeah. How are they going at the minute?
Port Adelaide. No, not Port Adelaide.
They've been let in.
Oh, Sydney Swans. So there's a bit of a mix. There's a bit of a mix.
I like it.
I've been mixing with the upper echelon.
Oh, of course you have. You wouldn't be here with the people. You'd be
here with the people.
With the Premier, would
you? But I was with the Premier.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Pete Malinauskas.
Well done.
Very nice man. Nice man.
Very nice man.
He's the most liked bloke in Adelaide.
Is he? You reckon?
Yes.
No, he's what?
It's gone back to Byrne.
No, he's doing good things, well. Pete. And did he sort? Yeah, you've been chasing Pete for a while with Liv Golf coming up.
Quietly about Liv with him, and I'll tell you what I did because these two have been dagging off me.
Yes.
They've been saying if you get tickets, get me some.
Yes, exactly.
I 100% looked after myself.
Yeah,
and that's what I did. So I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I'm cellar door. I'm
right. Okay.
What about your old mate Fat?
You're not welcome.
You couldn't fit in the cellar door, Bill.
Now, I'll tell you what we've got coming up, the quiz.
Yes.
You and Jars.
Oh, that'll be good. Me and Jars. What could go wrong, Jim?
No, exactly. And the wheel?
The wheel. Where's the wheel?
Oh, it's over there.
I reckon you've been... Have you been on Street Talk?
No,
it looks like it.
He'd fit in well.
Look at that head on him. He's just got out.
Andrew Dillon is going to be joined.
Dillsar. The big boss.
CEO.
You know what I'll ask him? Will Gather Round stay here in Adelaide for the next 3 or 4 years?
No, that was my question.
Or will it go to Geelong? There's some tour.
Oh, yeah.
Geelong.
Okay. Righto.
Imagine going to Geelong.
Oh, mate, they'd love it, wouldn't you?
Where'd you play? Cario and all those
Cryo,
joints?
You would.
Cryo.
So, all of that is coming up, and we're looking forward to it. But I tell you what, we're on the hunt for Jars.
Well, he still
hasn't turned up.
We'll get Darren.
All right.
Darren's better value anyway.
All right, Rabbits, get us to the break. Jarman coming up next.
Oh, Rabbits is here.
Yes,
he's here.
Oh, now he's from the district.
Now he fires up.
Watch every game live and free this footy season at the district. Level 1, Sky City, Adelaide, Bill.
Oh, he's here. Hello.
This is the Rush Hour's Gather Round It with JB, Billy, Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Live from the district Sky City and thanks to the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Ahead of Gather Round in Adelaide. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Gather Round It live from the district at Sky City. We've got Bluey, we've got Bernie, we've got JB, and we've got Bill back, not Roo.
I like it. I like it. Well done, Rabbits Bartholomew, and well done to that Fremantle Dockers fan just there, by the way.
That's
a long way to come to Gather Round.
Is Rody's from Adelaide. Rody's horse here, I reckon, Jim.
No. You got number 8 on the back. All right, now where's Jarman?
Jarman, well, stand by.
Well,
are you ready
for it? He can't be far away.
Drum roll?
No.
We've got a drum roll.
Got a drum roll?
Loves an entrance, Jars. Right.
Where is he?
Here we
go. Come on, Jars.
Where is he?
Oh, no.
Who is he?
Oh, he's not Gary Ablett. Oh, he's got a bit.
G'day, Crocos. Jimmy.
Yes, Jim.
Fruffy!
What an idiot.
G'day, Adelaide! Hey. Yo, okay, Fruffy time! Billy's will!
Don't spin it.
He's got a fair limp on him.
Oh, I know.
He's done a happy.
Yes. Oh, I've lost 4 grand finals in a row and I passed out.
I'll tell you what, now he's doing a very good impersonation of you, Fat Jazz.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah. That's you.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
What about the hair?
I got more hair. I actually got less hair than that. And I'm not that fat.
No, you are that fat.
Yeah, you are.
And I don't limp that much.
Yeah, you do.
And I don't drink as many frothies, you idiot. Good to see you here after last year, by the way. The boss obviously rang you.
Last year I was Jimmy.
You were?
Yeah. Term of endearment. You and were. This year I'm you, Fat Guts. There you go, Adelaide. Billy Brownless is in the house. Played against you a few times, Billy, down at Canidia Park.
No, you didn't.
What happened? What happened, Jazz?
He didn't get near it, Bert. Oh. Nigel Smart, I used to take him to the cleaners.
Who else?
Peter Caven.
Peter Caven. Oh. I gave him one day.
Yeah.
They thought it was, they
that
thought
was Tony Lockett.
Actually, that was Tony Lockett.
Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Owen.
Owen who?
Owen 3.
Oh, we're the Crows. The Crows are Owen 3.
Have a go at him.
All right, family. So, good to see you, loves.
Jim. Loves. Jazz had no finish to his own joke.
Yeah. Yes, I did. You're supposed to finish it.
What was the finish?
What finish?
Did you knock, knock?
Yeah. Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Who's
there?
Who was there? I said Owen.
Owen who?
Owen 3. Oh,
that was the finish.
Yeah, that was it.
So, see you, Cockos, coffee time!
Oh, no. Oh. Woo, see you, Jimmy!
That'll be the end of him.
Good.
All I know is this. This is for us, the three of us.
Yes. What?
You work with him and I work with him.
Yeah, no.
How's that going?
No. Yeah, that's. No. Have a look at them. Now they're going for a walk.
They're brothers.
They're the same people, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not right.
They're the same.
They can't talk.
Okay.
Oh, we're the same,
and you're in radio.
Hairless.
Who's better looking? Who would you?
Jazz.
I actually think you, Bill.
Hey, thank you, Bernie. Yeah.
Okay.
What are you doing now, please?
We're going to spin the wheel. One of the great prizes, and there's some very nice prizes on this spinning wheel. It's called Bill's Spinning Wheel. I don't see Jars anywhere. There's $1,000 cash on this wheel. Overnight stay at EOS, or as Bernie said on radio, EOS.
Yes, he did.
EOS it is. Dinner for two at the kitchen. We got double pass to see the Adelaide Crows. Live golf double pass.
Oh, there we are.
A beef bug barbecue.
Yep.
Thanks to Harvey Norman.
Nice. Well said, Bill.
$500 cash, $100 cash, and a share and sign by the Adelaide Crows.
Right, you ready? George is playing.
No, we've got to get someone to play.
Yeah, actually, how do we do it? What are the mechanics?
Charles, you've got to get lookalikes.
George is going to play.
Sorry, George. You introduce.
G'day, Georgia. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good question.
Adelaide Crows girl.
He's got a Crows.
Your favourite player?
Guernsey and Scarf.
Taylor Walker.
I love Texas.
We love the Texas.
We like his ears.
All right.
What?
He's got big ears.
Only one of them is right here.
Now, Georgia, you spin that wheel as hard as you can. Rip it off its hinges, all right?
Here we go, Georgia.
And around we go.
Oh, that's...
Oh, look at a bit of radio craft there from
Bill, what about the question? Adelaide supporter?
Yeah, Adelaide supporter. George, she's got a scarf, a jumper on.
Oh, Billy, look, hang on.
Hang on, let's have
it's
a look.
It's $500 cash.
Oh, Georgia! $500 cash.
Who are you going to spend that?
Probably straight into the savings.
So, you got a boyfriend?
I do.
How old's he?
28.
Right. How old's he?
What's his age got to do with
it? Is he here, George?
He's on his way.
How old is he?
It's a very good question. She wasn't ready for that.
God. How old is he?
She wasn't.
Maybe how old is she?
He's six foot six and he's a weightlifter, so well done.
Well, he want to be good. You just go to the bar and shut up. Well done, George. Well done, $500 cash, thanks to our good friends at the Mint.
Good plug. Good plug.
All right. The Mint.
Jimmy, back to you.
Do you know what you're doing, Fat?
No.
Someone said, get out and spin the wheel with me. And I'll tell you what, you know what I'm surprised. I'm beside myself.
Not bad.
Give
you a round of applause.
Yeah. Even you like that, Jimmy boy.
I liked it.
I like how lumpy your guts is. Look at the lumps.
He's grabbed him on the top.
Stop it. I couldn't find it. That is me.
It is cold. It's cold.
We're off to a break.
Let's go.
We're off to a break. What do we got coming up, Bartholomew? Quiz is coming.
Something good, I hope.
Well, they're doing the quiz.
Oh, they're roaming.
Are we doing the quiz now?
Fat and Fat are doing the quiz.
Quiz is later on. Andrew Dillon's coming up later on.
Yes.
And we'll spin the wheel a few more times. But apparently they're going roaming.
Yes.
Jars and Bill are going roaming.
Next.
Yes. Nice. One upstairs, one downstairs.
Oh. All right. They look got upstairs.
So who's going downstairs?
They look a bit more standard upstairs.
Yeah.
They look quite as...
calmer.
Yeah, a bit calmer up there. Yeah, righto.
Live right, from the district.
Rabbits, get to the break.
This is Triple M's Gather Around It.
An unstoppable force.
We're a global organisation.
Meets an immovable object.
Bang! You're back, Bill.
What are you doing here, fat guts? Whoa!
This is the Rush Hour's Gather Round It, live from the District Sky City. And thanks to the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
That's it. Thanks to the Ford Ranger. All the boys are here from both Rush Hours, Melbourne and Adelaide, from the district at Sky City. You're going to spin Bill's wheel two more times, JB, and the boys are going to do a quiz as well.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to picking Bernard's brain about tonight's game, of course, Adelaide and Melbourne. But the boys are out and about. We've sent one up and one down.
Okay.
So, Fat, I think you're upstairs.
How many scarves have you got on?
I've got 18 scarves here because I'm a man of the game. I love every team.
Okay. Yeah.
And I've got these ferals here. Where do you reckon, looking at them, Jim, where would they be from in Adelaide?
Elizabeth.
Got a magnificent kangaroo there, by the way.
From the hills.
Beautiful.
How are we going, boys? How many games are we going to do this weekend?
Four.
Four?
Six.
Six. What about you? You got something to say about the great man down there?
Save the club, the King of Kings.
That means everything to me. Well said.
Oh, North Melbourne.
Yes.
We're everywhere.
Who was that?
Was that you, Andrew?
Was that West Charles?
All right, well, stay there because the German will be around.
Charles is here,
Here, Jim. All right, yes, please.
There he is.
I'm here, family.
Talk up, please, Charles.
I'm here, family. Yes. Now, I've got a lookalike. What's your name, sir?
James.
James.
Who's
Andre
like?
Agassi.
Andre
Agassi.
Agassi.
Who's Andre Agassi?
It's his brother. It's his brother, younger brother. I've got another one over here. G'day, mate. What's your name?
Ari.
Ari.
Oh.
He's two. He looks like Darcy Fogarty or Escobar Pablo.
Oh, Escobar Pablo. They got him the other way around.
probably not working for radio, is it?
Lookalikes.
People in their cars in Mooney Ponds going, oh, I can't see any of these people.
James got him. Billy, you got anyone up there?
I got a lookalike, Brad Pitt. Hey, I got a couple on a date. Their first date here.
Really?
Yeah. How good is this hair? Yes.
Hello.
What's your name?
Andrew.
And what's your name?
Cherie.
How's it all going, Cherie? You happy with how he looks and all that?
Love it.
You already had two kids. Shut up, you're on a first date. Come on, Dale. We tried to, it was a Tinder date. It was going to be really good. But anyway, they got two kids. Are you going to the footy?
No.
Didn't get a kid. Just come along and look at us. Righto. All right, we'll go home and have another kid. Righto, Jazz.
That went well, Bill.
Oh, no. That was one of your stronger ones.
Yeah. That was going to be one of my strong ones, eh?
Righto. What you got down here, Jazz?
I've got a young lass here. What's your name?
Alison.
She looks like Delta Goodrum.
Yes.
Bit of Delta.
Yeah. Delta.
I remember, like chalk down the board. No.
Well, remember, we can't see him. We're on radio.
Okay.
We just said that.
You come up with the script.
Jazz. Yes. What about over your left shoulder, the blue check shirt? Is there any Gary Moorcroft there?
Yes.
A bit of a ginge?
Number 29.
No. Jake. do you think you look like Gary Moorcroft?
Oh, God.
What about that mark you took that day?
Good hanger.
Possibly. Now, I've got another one, Billy.
I can't wait for it.
I rely on the family to give me something. I've got another. How are you, mate? What's your name?
Riley.
Who do you barrack for?
The Kangaroos.
We're everywhere, Jazz.
Yeah.
I own this town.
Two in one
spot. How would you describe James Brayshaw's tenure as the president of that football club?
Oh, he's the king of everywhere, so, you know.
Is that the same bloke?
Geez.
Well said.
It's the same bloke. He's come back down.
It is.
He's come back down.
Jazz, we're a juggernaut.
No, you're not.
It's the same bloke.
You're bloody bottom. Over to you, Fat.
I got one here. Now, Jim, these boys are on the same plane over to Adelaide as you were on today.
Oh, my God.
I just want to know, where did Jim sit on the plane?
Be honest.
Definitely economy, maybe about row 8 or so.
Exactly right.
Economy, Jim. Economy. You don't fly economy.
The flight got cancelled. That's what happened. So then I got put on another one and I got sat in 11B.
In the middle.
Bluey, the screen was about 3 inches from a nose.
You normally handle that stuff pretty well.
How do people sit like
that?
How do people sit like that?
At least you've got a screen.
Righto.
Got a screen at least.
I don't understand how that happens. Let me tell you, you wouldn't fit into 11B.
No, I don't. I've got to go to the exit. Hey, how did... was Jim talking to anyone? Was he talking to the people on the plane?
Confirmed. Didn't talk to anyone, but he went through the business line and then came straight back out.
Tried to get up to business, and they said no.
Hello. Awful. Like that.
I wasn't happy. Listen, you three young puppies. I can track all of you down if you want to carry on with any more of this.
Did you go the express line, Jim?
I always go the express line.
For 11B.
I got one more.
Platinum.
What? I got
Jazz.
Still going. Where are you, Jazz?
There he is. In the bar, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, I found Tommy Hawkins. Oh. G'day, mate.
My name's Mitch.
What's your name?
Mitch.
You look like Tommy Hawkins.
I don't say it.
Neither do I.
No?
No, nothing like him.
Jesus.
I thought you liked Tom.
He's a good-looking young man, though. Got a bit of presence about him.
Nice. Can see Elmer Fudd.
Mitch is a bit flat. He's got a Richmond scarf on. Oh, big win. Oh, what did you say then?
Big win.
Yeah, okay. Don't brag about it, mate. They get a bit cocky in here, boys.
All right. Well roamed. Yes. I quite like it.
Roamed.
I tell you what we've got coming up. We've got the quiz coming up. Nice quiz, too. We're chatting footy with Bernard and Bluey, both very passionate Adelaide people.
Oh, yes.
And then Andrew Dillon not far away. Yes, Charles?
Well, why are you talking footy with Greg Blewett?
I'll ask the questions.
45 tests for Australia.
46?
Passed out twice. 98 for his country.
99?
He couldn't cope. 99.
Yeah.
Honestly. And you're going to talk footy. You're going to educate me and the family about what's going to happen.
He's going to let us know where Dyson Heppel is.
I've been talking to Nixie and we've fixed it.
Buddy,
we have
rabbits.
Fixed the system.
Tyson Depple.
Bill needs to find some more scarves as well to wear. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Gather around it live from the district. Watch every game live and free this footy season at the district. Level 1 Sky City, Adelaide.
Live from the district Sky City, this is the Rush Hour's Gather Round It. Thanks to the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Live from the district in Adelaide, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Gather round it. Don't forget, straight after us, it is the Thursday rub. And then it is Adelaide versus Melbourne. JB's going to be there. Luke Darcy, Bernard Vince, Nathan Brown, Rhett Biglands and Ethan Meldrum on stats, JB.
Now, before we get into the footy, Bluey, a bit happening in the cricket space. A few changes off field. And now Nathan McSweeney.
Captain
of the South Australian men's team.
Yeah.
No, good move. You happy with that?
Very happy. He won the award for the Cricketer of the Year, so they call it the Danzy McCauley medal.
Right. I must have won that.
You won that before, Greg?
I've won it, yeah.
I must have won it.
No.
How do I
good call.
Middle order batsmen don't get that.
But changes galore.
Yes.
Jason Gillespie's going to be coaching. I don't know whether it's been announced, but he will be the test coach of Pakistan.
Yes, I saw that, yep.
And obviously Tim Nielsen's moved on, so they need a new GM of cricket. So,
righto.
Yeah, lots of moves.
All right. Now let's get into the footy. Adelaide-Melbourne tonight. This is a club, of course, or clubs, of course, that you won the best and fairest at both.
Yes.
Have been ordinary years.
I'm giving the cup out tonight. Well,
Melbourne must have been at
top four when I won in Adelaide.
Couldn't have been.
Bottom four Melbourne, but that's okay.
All right, so lots of fans of the Adelaide Crows here. 0-3. Can you give them some hope tonight?
The only hope I've got is that Melbourne are coming off a really tough game 5 days ago. Only 5 days ago, they played against Port here, and that was a tough, hard slog, contested footy. Great game to watch, actually. High scoring, but big contest. And all Adelaide can hope is they're a bit sore and a bit off. And I don't know, Adelaide's such a... Jesus. We're live. We are still live. But Adelaide, really disappointing. Really disappointing the first 3 weeks.
Why?
I picked them to go. They just can't kick the footy anymore, Jim. They haven't got any sizzle through the middle of the ground. They're turning the footy over. They're scared to take risks. And the forwards, they're just non-existent because of that lack of ball movement. So need to just go out there and just take the game on. If playing safe isn't going to beat Melbourne. So take the game on through the middle of the ground. 4 goals last week in a non-weather-affected game is just dismal. So even Jordan Dawson kicking at 15%. So far this year. Jordan Dawson, the best kick in the comp almost.
Two of those goals are in the first 8 minutes of the game.
I know.
All right. Port Adelaide-Essendon.
I think Port get it done. I just don't trust Essendon defensively. I don't know if there's any Essendon supporters here, but defensive, they attack really well, don't get me wrong, but against good sides like Port Adelaide, you've got to be able to defend and be good in the contest. Yes, they're getting better at that, but not good enough yet.
Dogs, Geelong. Saturday night.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think the Cats, I'll pick them to come back in the eight, and they've been very good the first few rounds. So Dogs good last week, but I think the Cats.
What about Jim? What's your read on the Dogs this year?
I have not seen them live. Actually, right. I've got to do a lot of work prior to that game, because I'm calling it on Channel 9. Channel 7. So I'm looking forward to that, because I have not laid eyes on the Dogs.
Inconsistent, right. To answer your question. They're very good in the contest one week, and then drop right off the next week. But got some real stars in that side. But they just haven't really got going either.
The blockbuster? North Melbourne, Brisbane, Norwood Oval.
Is that
Norwood Oval, the parade?
The parade?
Yeah, good.
Hey, Norwood want to be in the AFL.
I saw that.
What is that?
Be in the AFL. That's Jarman. Where's Jarman? Yeah. He played for Norwood.
He won the best and fairest end of McGarry.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Yes. Norwood, he told me to tell you that.
Yes.
And a premiership, I think.
Yep.
I think Brisbane have to get going, don't they? This is the game to get going against... North Melbourne.
Give us something.
Hey, there's one North Melbourne bloke who's been interviewed three times. He's been interviewed three times.
There's a third one.
Different one.
We're everywhere.
I think Brisbane bounce back.
Freo and Carlton.
I think Carlton, I haven't been convinced with Freo. I know they're 3-0 and sitting. I think they're second on the ladder at the moment, but haven't been convinced the way they're playing. We've done a couple of those games, Jim, and... they haven't been consistent over four quarters, so I think Carlton get that done.
Got a Brayshaw playing for them, which means a lot.
Well, he's been tipped to the outside, which the Brayshaws enjoy.
Collingwood Hawthorn, the only unsold out game in the round.
Not sold out. I thought they were all sold out.
To yesterday it wasn't. It may be now. Okay.
What do you think about this one, Greg? Seeing you were going to give some footy analysis.
Yeah, Collingwood.
And that's it?
Just Collingwood?
Why are Collingwood winning?
Oh, well, they just beat Brisbane last week, didn't they?
They're on a roll. Okay. That's the defending Prems. Form coming in.
Now, quickly, have we covered all the round?
Sydney West Coast, they got the hottest footballer in the game. Isaac Heaney, he looks like me, and he's tough.
I want to go back to tonight, right? Stephen May, does he play?
Spoke to him yesterday, reckons he's playing.
Right.
He's a bit sore, though. He's still a bit sore.
Target those ribs.
I reckon Adelaide need to stand up and do something. I'd go after him a bit.
Hey, the other thing, too, your great mate, Tex. Now, I know he's not getting it delivered how he'd like and the rest of the team would like. A lot of people that I speak to, though, say Tex isn't moving that well. He just looks a bit...
He hasn't moved for 4 years, but when it's getting laced out like last year, it makes it a lot easier. So the way they're moving the footy and turning the ball over in poor areas, Fogarty, everyone's saying Fogarty's no good, Tex is no good. You tell me a forward that's going to be good in a team.
Covering the ground.
Yeah, he's a lot better when he's getting it kicked to him he's obviously coming to the end. I thought he was going to end about 3 years ago. He keeps getting better. Maybe he's just going to plateau a little bit this year, Greg.
Alright, I like that analysis. We didn't get through all the games, but there's a couple of poxy ones down the bottom that we're not concerning ourselves with too much. Quiz, how are we doing this, Rabbits?
Jars
is he still here?
Left early last year, we thought that Bill and Jars will run the entire break.
Good.
Bring us out of an ad break.
Good.
They're going to run a quiz.
Don't help them. Let them go.
I'm going to the bar.
Yes.
They can be ruining themselves. By the way, you can hear every single one of those games live on Triple M and the Listener app. Bill and Jars running the entire show. And a quiz coming up next. It's Triple M Rush Hours. Gather around it live from the district at Sky City, Adelaide.
Why have one rush hour when you can have two?
What do you think of that idea? Have you thought this through?
This is the Rush Hours Gather Round It, live from the District Sky City. And thanks to the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Yes, we're back at the District.
Watch
every game live and free this footy season at the District. Level 1, Sky City, Adelaide. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for. What are we doing, Jazz?
We're doing the last man, woman, standing quiz.
Oh, you just put woman in there, did you?
Yeah, and the ladies, because they're very intelligent William.
We've got a lot of questions here. We've got people ready to go.
They're lining up, Bill.
And if they answer, they stay on?
Yes, if they don't, they're gone.
Fair enough, too.
All right, now I'll do the odd questions. You do the even questions.
You're odd. Go.
Okay.
What's the prize?
$200.
Good question.
What is it, Billy?
Thirsty camel again, is it?
$200 Netherlands store.
Netherlands.
What was Netherlands. That?
Netherlands store, you idiot. They're great sponsor. Is that right, Zoe?
Maybe Netherlands.
Zoe, is it?
Yes,
Zoe. Emily, is that right? Okay, let's go. First up, what's your name?
Lachlan.
Correct. Lachlan. All right. Question number one. Who's the only player to have won the best and fairest for the both Adelaide and Melbourne football clubs?
Bernie.
Bernie who?
Bernie Vint.
Evans.
Well done, yes. Son.
Bernie
number
Vaughan.
Two.
Bernie
stay
Vaughan.
In the game. Let's go.
Which Sandsville club is reportedly... pursuing a 20th
reportably.
AFL
probably.
Pursuing a 20th AFL license.
Norwood.
Oh, that's two for two, William.
Probably.
Yeah, that'd be good, Rabsy. Mm. Nice sound effects there. Thank you,
Rabs.
In what year did Crows player Mark Ricciuto win the Brownlow Medal in a three-way tie? What year?
2003.
Oh, this is good. What's he's sharp.
What's his name
sharp.
Again? Anakas, what's your name?
Lachlan.
Lachlan, that's right.
Got
I knew.
The Port Adelaide
Lachlan,
jumper
you idiot.
On.
Here, well, this one I'll get him.
Number four, Bill.
Yeah, oh, shut up. I know. How do you spell your Premier's name?
Oh, come on, fat.
Malinaskis.
P-E-T-E-R.
How do you spell his name, Lachlan?
P-E-T-E-R.
Yeah,
oh, you
yeah,
idiot.
That's true. That's correct.
All right. How do you spell Malinaskis?
M-A-L-I-N-A-U-S-K-S.
Oh, no! Close.
Yeah, bad luck, Lockie. Hey, we got a T-shirt. A James Brayshaw T-shirt.
Brayshaw.
Brayshaw. Hang on, we're going with this question still. The same one.
Yeah, Jars.
Might get rid of a few. How do you spell your Premier's name? Peter Malamanakis.
M-A-L-I-N-A-U-S-K-A-S.
Yes! Well done. Ask okay. him his name, I didn't.
This seems to be going well, Billy. Number five, only two Australians have been dismissed on 99 twice in Test cricket. Name one of them.
Blue?
Greg Blue?
Yep.
Correct, mate.
Oh. Simon Cattage.
Who's the other one, Jazz?
Simon Cattage.
Cattage.
What's your name again?
Cattage. Matt.
Right.
Hello, Matt. I'm Bill. It? How are you going, Matt?
Yeah, well, thanks.
I'm Bill.
Who are you with? Who are you with here today?
With a few mates and their fiancé as well.
Right, nice. Oh. Question six, William.
How many goals did Darren Jarman, the better Jarman, kick in the 1997 and 1998 grand finals combined, Matt?
Four.
No.
Matt, he kicked more than that.
Next.
See you, Matty.
See you, Matty.
What does Matty get?
No, nothing.
A T-shirt.
No, we haven't got enough T-shirts.
T-shirts with brain.
No, what's your name?
James.
Look at James. He's got some nice little swish hair. Yes. There he's going all right.
Hey, Collingwood you boy.
Got a girlfriend?
No, I don't anymore.
You want one?
Oh, she's around.
There'll be plenty of girls around to see you, Matty, if you win this.
James.
His name's James, you idiot.
Hurry up!
How many goals did Darren Jarman kick in both grand finals? 97
girls?
And
98.
How many girls did he kick?
Eight?
No, not eight. More than eight. More than eight. Who we got here?
How many girls did he kick?
It's Matt. Matt, how many goals did Darren Jarman kick in the 1997 and 1998 grand final combined?
13.
Not 13. That's too many.
Next.
This one's a record at the Gabba for an individual player to kick this many.
Oh, no.
Darren Jarman kicked how many goals in 97 and 98 grand finals?
11.
11!
Geelong great Billy Brown has played two AFL games in Adelaide. How many of them did he win?
None.
Yeah! You were terrible here in Adelaide. You passed out, mate. You're petrified.
You lined up for Adelaide to run onto the ground one day.
Oh, we did. Yeah, Malcolm Blight made us do that.
Yeah, that was nice.
That went well.
Jim. Jim, I had 35 that day.
Shut up.
He's 35 every day.
Who was the last player to win a McGarry medal at two different Sandful clubs?
Andrew Jarman.
I can't believe it, but you're right. Oh, Fat. How did Fat win two? Two
only just one gave him the arse.
Number nine. What is the most goals James Brayshaw kicked in a game playing for the Claremont Reserves Football Club?
It's hard to believe.
Perth. Hard to believe.
Nine.
Just.
That's correct.
Ding, bang.
He's doing it.
He's on fire.
Is Leroy doing the dings?
Yeah, he is.
And he get a bit quicker, Leroy, Jimmy, back there in Melbourne.
Jimmy, what position? Hang on, what position did you play, Jimmy?
Full forward that day. Centre half back the rest of the year.
Shut up.
He was outside player. Let
Number
me tell
10,
you.
William.
How many are questions? You had enough yet? Or we keep going?
No, Number 10. Going good.
Come on.
Come on, Matt. You ready? Who? Which sport?
How many Matties we had?
It's not Matt. It's not Matt.
We're just going with Matt.
He's calling the Matty.
What sport would Triple M's Chris Dittmar world champion? And now he does this to people when he sits on them.
Squash.
Yay! Who defeated Kane Corns in last night's Gather Round Fight Night?
Nathan Brown.
Oh, and this is the last one. Last one. Matty boy. You ready, Matty boy?
William, what's the prize, William?
What's his name?
Matt, $200 Netherlands voucher. Rabsy, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you, Rabsy.
What's his actual name, Fat?
What's your name?
Luke.
Luke.
He asked him off mic.
Honestly, you come here and you milk the guts out of our local clubs, $5,000 cash, and you talk rubbish.
The Bernie Vine over Vince Oval is located in which South Australian town? Country town.
Oh, here. Stansbury.
Oh, yeah!
Belcher. Well done. Don't move. I'll look after you, Matty. Come over here.
Matty. What's he got, Billy?
He's still
got
to do the credit and throw to the song.
What's he got to do?
Yeah, come on, Bill.
You're going to be long.
We're live at the district. Are we having fun at the district?
That's not the credit yet.
Watch every game live and free this footy season at the district. Level 1 Sky City, Adelaide.
And the Neverland credit.
And the Neverland. Yeah. Oh, you can't.
Neverland.
When you want good gear... Get in the Netherlands. They got the best gear, and it's at world price. It is fantastic.
It's at world price.
Have you got a brace or t-shirt?
Netherlandsstore.com.au. Now throw us to the song, Bill.
Righto, have a listen. A bit of Barbara Streisand now.
Red Hot Chili Peppers close. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Gather round it. Live from the district at Sky City.
This is the Rush Hour's Gather Round It with JB, Billy, Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Live from the District Sky City and thanks to the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Thanks to the Ford Ranger. Wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover it for yourself at your local Ford dealer. This is Triple M's Rush Hour Gather Round live from the district, JB.
Bluey drives a Ford Ranger.
I do. I love it. A wild track.
The wild
Absolutely love it.
Dark grey.
Tough. Dark grey. Charcoal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when I wind the window down, people think I'm a tradie.
Nah,
it's
tough.
I'm getting looks everywhere.
It is a very, very nice piece of machinery. Now, Fat, you ready to spin the wheel?
Yes, Jim. I can't wait for this. This is fantastic. Great prizes on it. We've dinner for two at the kitchen. You got the Live Golf. We've got the $100 cash. The 500's gone, of course, and thanks to Harvey Norman, you've got a beef eater, bug barbecue. And we've got Matt Higg. How are you, Matt?
I'll take James instead if you want.
Another Matt.
And how many games are you going to do this weekend, Matt?
Six.
Six?
Yeah.
Six.
Six games.
How did you get six slots of tickets?
You've got to be lucky.
Who are you barrack for?
The Mighty Plaza.
That's where it says on your T-shirt. Righto, here we go. A nice big spin.
That's a hoodie.
People don't know that at home. Yeah. Big spin from Matty James here. Here we go. Everyone's a winner. Look at them. They all want to be on the wheel and they can't be. Sucked in.
Can't be.
A Sharon football signed by the 2024 Adelaide Crows team.
He doesn't
want it.
No, he's a magpie.
Yet to win a game, that team.
Bad luck. That's all right. You could sell it or put it on eBay or whatever you want.
Pool room.
Perfect. Can he go another spin? Yeah. He doesn't want an Adelaide. Yeah. Get in spin.
Re-spin.
Re-spin.
Hang on. T's and C's.
T's and C's.
Yes, we've got all clearance. We've got clearance. Go again. Big one. Give it a big one, Matty. Here we go. Good looking head in the middle there, isn't it, Matty?
I'll take James.
Oh, sorry, James. Here we go.
What is it?
Oh, no.
What?
$1,000 cash.
Oh! Oh! What a re-spin.
That's ridiculous.
Hang on. Do you want to spin again?
Don't think you.
We've given away $11,000 this week, JB.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
He's a Collingwood supporter who's never seen $1,000. All right, well done.
Andrew Dillon, not too far away. Last time he came to one of our shows, people were singing The Angels No Way Get As He Walked.
Not to him.
But, is that the Premier up there?
Oh, Peter who?
No.
That's just a bloke in a suit.
Peter who?
A bloke wearing a suit, Fat. No,
he's the owner of the casino, you twink.
I thought it was Peter. Spiro Malakalos.
Rabs, take us to the break, for God's sake.
Going to a break, live from the district in Sky City. All the boys are here.
An unstoppable force.
We're a global organisation.
Meets an immovable object.
Bang! You're back, Bill.
What are you doing here, fat guts?
This is the Rush Hour's Gather Round It, live from the District Sky City, and thanks to the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
All right, getting stuck into the second hour we are, and I tell you what, we've got a nice lineup ahead. Fat spinning the wheel. I know we've got footy chat. I see Bill on for footy chat.
Yes.
Footy chat.
Who would want to hear that?
That would be me. I'd like to hear that.
Our next guest would like to hear that.
No, yeah, okay.
He's flies far higher than you do, Fat. Put your hands together for the brand new CEO of the AFL, Andrew Dillon, everybody.
Thanks.
Welcome, Bill.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Every time you come on with us, we're at an OB. It's not a natural environment for you.
Yeah, I think you guys got the best job in the world.
So. We think you do.
Yes. Do you love your job? How's the job going at the minute, Dilza? There's four unbeaten sides and five sides that haven't won a game yet.
Well, that's our competitive balance mechanisms. Maybe just taking a week or two longer than we would have liked, Bill. But yes. I'm really enjoying the job. It's an awesome game. And, I mean, you know, you get part of your role is going to watch the footy. So it's awesome.
What about your schedule? Your breakfast, luncheons, dinners, twilight, scones. How many things are you doing in the next 4 years? 4 days, sorry.
4 days, yeah. Plenty of like, I've got, yeah, breakfast, lunch, all of that. But, you know, the best part will be getting to the footy tonight and then, a few games over the weekend and Sandful playing the VFL in a rep game too down at Glenelg, which I'm really looking forward to.
Right.
So we're 2 years into the Gather Round. Did you see it being this successful? Because you weren't running the show at that stage when it was first mooted. But you were a big part of what the AFL were doing. So when it first came across your desk, did you think it would work as well as it has?
No, I think it would be fair to say the success last year took us a little bit by surprise. But the best part of it is now for the number two, the sequel, it's looking really good. A few new innovations and, looking forward to a massive week here. Lots of people from interstate helping drive it.
What did you learn from last year's Gather Round? I think they're double-headers. There's only one this year.
Yeah, I think what we wanted to do was get another game out to Mount Barker in the regions because that was really successful. Another couple of games at Norwood where there was just such a good atmosphere. But we're working on the double header. If you leave after the first game, a way to transfer your tickets back so that as many people who can get in to watch that Saturday night game can.
Obviously, when the Gather Round was first talked about, it was Sydney. It was going to go to Sydney. Then Adelaide got it.
Geelong.
Geelong has never been mentioned ever.
No one would ever think about doing that.
There now, Dills. We know that.
Is it locked in? Is Adelaide the Gather Round? Are we going to have it for years to come?
Well, we're locked in for, obviously, this year and then 2 years after that. We'll work with the Premier. He's really keen on it. We've sort of been talking about sequels. You know, the sequel this year, I think, will be better than the original. And we've got a feeling that the Premier wants it to be like James Bond and have about 25 of the movies.
He thinks he's James Bond too.
So we saw, I love the Scott boys, Dills, as you know, and I heard Chris Scott saying that the only change he would make is that Adelaide play Port Adelaide when this round happens so that they don't get an extra home game each. How would you answer Chris if he was sitting in front of you?
I'd say Chris always liked taking your feedback on board, Chris, but I reckon, the fixture's very complex. It's hard to put together, but the showdowns are massive events in their own right. I think they'd actually take away from Gather Round, and I think having Adelaide playing the D's tonight and Port Adelaide playing the Bombers, it's a perfect way to start Gather Round, and I think that's the way we'll continue to go.
Last year we saw Gather Round.
Another home game.
He knows how to please the crowd, as Andrew Dillon. Last year we saw back-to-back Live Golf and Gather Round. This year, obviously, 3 weeks apart. Do you think having it together is a good thing, getting people to stay around, or do you like it the way it is this year?
Oh, look, to be honest, I think that's one for South Australian Premier about where, they're investing a lot into Gather Round, they invest a lot into Live Golf, and so it's what works best for South Australia. But what's good for us is having it in the school holidays, which means we can get a lot of people across from Victoria, and it's the start of school holidays for South Australia as well.
Do you have a favourite player, Dills?
Oh, it's sort of hard to have a favourite player, but one player who I do like watching is Marcus Bontempelli from the Bulldogs. He's a very good player, and I like watching him.
A favourite team?
Oh, I like all my teams.
Oh, so. That's come crap. On. Everyone's got a team, Dills.
Mate,
come
you're
on.
In Adelaide. It's either Port or Adelaide
just
today.
Just say Adelaide. There's a lot of Adelaide people here.
I did used to barrack. Oh, my team in the AFL was Richmond, so maybe Glenelg.
Oh,
can
Glenelg.
I say that?
Like that. Going very well, Glenelg. Premiers last year and started on fire.
So what does this weekend look like for you? How much footy do you get to watch? How much running around are you got to do?
Yeah, a bit of everything, JB. So I'll go to 8 of the 9 AFL games, and I'll go to the Sandful. Yeah,
eight
I'll go to the
Sandful
VFL game as well. And then looking forward to staying around on Monday and hopefully getting a lunch out in the Barossa somewhere.
Oh, Hindley Street, get down there or something?
Nah, probably not there.
Not like you.
I'll take you down. Me and Bernie will take you down, Dilsa.
Nah, that's okay, Bill.
I'm banned. I'm banned, I think, from Hindley Street.
Get a kebab and there might be something we can do.
It's
a nice
Euros.
Show.
Euros over here.
Euros.
Are you time poor? What have you got? Have you got a bugger off?
Yes. I'd tell you probably, yeah.
All right. Please thank Andrew Dillon for joining us.
Thanks,
as a
guys.
Star, doing a magnificent job as head of the AFL.
Live from the District Sky City, this is the Rush Hour's Gather Round It. Thanks to the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Triple M Rush Hour's Gather Round It live from the District. Watch every game live and free this footy season at the District. Level 1 Sky City Adelaide. If you are in town for Gather Round, make sure you pop in and see the District. Magnificent venue, JB.
Oh, it's absolutely superb. Now, Fat, we need to get to the bottom of what you've been up to.
I've got some questions.
You came over on a bus while you came halfway.
Oh, I did.
And then you weighed a chopper down to the point where it could only fly 50 metres above the earth.
Because it was too heavy?
Yeah, it was.
That's why it'd be
the chopper
down.
Was only able to fly 100 metres above the ground because Fat's weight wouldn't allow it to get any higher.
500 metres.
No, it wasn't 500. You said you could see people in swimming in their pool.
And sunbaking by the pool too.
So then, jars we see on the front bar.
Yes.
Third time, the German boys.
Not right, that.
Well, you've only been on once.
Well, just stand by.
Couple
of weeks.
You haven't been asked back. They've been asked back three times.
Yeah, and because it's South Australia. Well, we're over here, you idiots. Wait. There's something in the mail.
Is there?
An invitation, so don't worry about that.
So then last night in the Barossa?
Oh, beautiful up there at Tanunda.
Oh, he had to read it.
My favourite town. It's a Tanunda. Beautiful town.
Barossa,
anyone
region?
From Tanunda?
Bluey. Bluey's from Tanunda.
Did you go to the Tanunda Hotel?
Oh, I drove past him, got
very
a six
nice
pack.
In there.
Six
yeah,
pack.
Very good.
Just to get me to Keith.
Yeah. No, was that Terry Lindblom? Vegas promotions?
It was Terry Lindblom. Anyone from Keith?
No.
Why would you name a town Keith, dude?
Don't know.
It's an interesting name, but I drove through it.
The
you
Keith
get there
Crows.
And then you drop down to beautiful Coonawarra.
That's where I was Border on the
town.
Bus.
Yep. Hey, last night, true or false, did you post a photo with yourself with a long neck whilst you're still on air?
Oh, no, I did not. Why would I do that,
be
you
honest.
Idiot? I'm on air. That was at the Franklin Hotel, which is next door to Triple M, and I go to buy a nice beer. None of that craft beer, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
And the only one I could get was a Melbourne bitter, but I had to buy the VFA, the long net.
King Brown.
The King Brown.
So brown paper bag.
Yeah, I was sitting up there like Jackie in the bar drinking a King Brown.
On your own.
And Tuesday night, Jim. Tuesday night, so the spectacular or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You're up on stage with Eddie and Chompers, Tony Jones, and you were there like a spare dick doing nothing. What were you there for? Were you meant to be there?
I'm part of the team.
Oh, you didn't say anything.
And Eddie said, come up on stage, we'll say goodbye. And he talked for a while, then Tony Jones spoke for a while, and then Fat standing there doing nothing.
Oh, I know. While we're doing truth here, Fat, did you call Ed Jim?
Yeah. No.
You Fat? Did so.
Yeah, well, let's have a listen.
No, I didn't.
Let's have a listen.
No, I didn't. We had a great time, didn't we?
Yeah.
8 hours, Jim.
8 hours.
Eight hours with these two.
Yeah. Oh, he wouldn't have liked that.
I don't know if he picked it up, to be honest. Because I've gone, didn't he, Jim? Ed.
I won't say what night, but I hear you're going to Gauchos. Who with?
Oh, hello.
Oh,
looking around?
Where is she?
Oh! No. What about that four-letter word establishment that I know you've been to before? Starts with an F. Next three letters. Oh. Or ends with an M. Anyone else? Oh, some people are saying the firm.
Oh, right.
I was singing somewhere else.
Guess I went there once. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was an accounting. Accounting firm.
Accounting.
Oh, there's just an acoustic bar or something.
Accounting firm.
Accounting firm.
So guess who I went with? He's dad.
Oh. Who's he?
Oh, Bernie, sorry. Tim. I went with his dad. And he got a lovely position on the catwalk. He'd been there before, Jim, let me tell you.
What a member.
No. He got straight in. Good to see you again, Jim. Go straight in. Who's your fat mate?
When are you going home, please?
Next Thursday or something.
Thursday-ish.
They're going to drop you at the border.
No. Oh, good, good. Border town, lovely spot. Anyone been to the border town airport? There's nothing there, Jim.
Oh, no.
There's nothing there.
Is that where they've got the giant koala?
Oh, no, that's Dagwells or something.
Dagwells.
Dagwells, something.
Dad's Bridge.
Yeah, that's it. So anyway, good trip. We've wasted enough time. That should be enough padding there, Jim.
Okay,
Bill's wheel's still to come. One more spin of Bill's wheel.
Yes.
We'll chat a bit more footy because we are here for Gather Round in Magnificent Adelaide.
Yes.
And then Jars as a joke.
No.
And Bill
and Fat's got a joke.
Has a joke.
No.
It's a joke off.
That's not going to work.
A joke off. You heard that right.
A joke off.
Yeah, joke off. Not the other one.
Righto.
Why have one rush hour when you can have two?
What do you think of that idea?
Have you thought this through?
This is the Rush Hour's Gather Round It, live from the District Sky City. And thanks to the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
We are here live from the district at Sky City. It's Triple M's Rush Hour. Gather around it, Blue.
Yeah, well, I'm here with Billy and Jars, and we've got to talk some footy because we had Bernie, James Brayshaw, and myself in the first hour talking footy. They talked absolute rubbish.
And, you've got the two best football minds in the business right here.
Where? Is there someone else here?
No.
Okay, Billy, I'm going to start with you tonight. Crows, are they any chance at all tonight?
Chance, not chance.
No, chance.
They are. Of course they are. They're playing at home. They need to win. Backs to the wall. They've got to go out there and go for it. They've got to kick goals. Four goals last week. 4-10. Do you know what other Adelaide side kicked 4 goals last week? Adelaide United. They kicked 4 goals.
They did.
So they've got to kick goals. They've got to get out there and just go for it. That the midfield's got to run, pressure. And they've got to kick goals, Charles.
Absolutely. I like to see the Crows stand for something tonight. You know, who are they? What type of football side will we see tonight? And not a good start, as we know, but the senior players need to step up. The leaders need to step up against a quality Melbourne football side. They've got a gun midfield group, as we know. Maxi Gawn's the best ruckman in the competition, so O'Brien's going to have his work cut out. But I want to see something different in the mix. I want to see some youth and some, you know, Matty Crouch is playing very well. I don't want to see Matty Crouch and Rory Laird in the midfield at centre bounces
together.
I'd get Laird down back. Let's put Saligo, get some young youth in there and get some speed. There's so much reliance on Tex, Billy,
Tex,
as you know.
The other boys have got to fire up too.
Well, Fogarty needs a big game. So what you need, Greg and Billy and family, is you need 22 players making a contribution today and making sure they have a real crack. And a fierce, competitive football side. That's all I want to see tonight.
Crows, any chance though, Jars?
You never know, Greg.
Your
back's to the wall.
There's upsets every week, Jars.
All the time. And we'll know in the first 15 minutes how serious the Crows are.
The first 5 minutes.
You're going five.
Yeah. You know then. You know if they're fair dinkum in the first five. Yeah.
All right, double header tomorrow night. So the Brisbane Lions take on North Melbourne and then Port Essendon. Firstly, Brisbane Lions will take care of North, surely.
They will. Bill? They should. And they need a win, of course. So they won't have their phones on. They'll be right to go. And Brisbane should win that one easy.
Yeah, Lions for me.
What do you mean, phones? You're talking about WhatsApp?
Well, you're not allowed to have them.
Tommy
Hawkins did
that. Now, Port Adelaide taking on Essendon as well.
Danger game
for
I
Port.
I think so, because Essendon are playing some really good offensive football. Their defence is really now sound.
They got the edge.
They got a bit of, they got a little bit of X factor, but Port Adelaide have got some quality. And we know what Port Adelaide will bring. They've got a classy midfield group. So, look, at home, be a full house, as we know. I think Port Adelaide.
Do you rate Port, Bill?
I do. Obviously, you know, they've got to win towards the end of the year. But I do. I think who they've picked up, a couple of very good players there. That's who they needed.
Who they picked up?
Savo Radigalia.
Yes.
Thatcher.
Yes.
And
it's Margaret.
and the other boy. So they'll win. They got, you got, I tell you when you've got to win. You've got to win at home. And they've got to win these games at home.
All right, so Saturday, we're not going to worry about West Coast Sydney, are we?
No, Sydney training drill.
Hey, Freo, Carlton. Now, Carlton, again, looking good early.
So are Freo.
Yeah,
they haven't lost the game. Yeah. They're playing good football.
You know, but you know what, Bill? Last week's game, Freo Crows, Freo were almost as bad as the Crows, I thought. I mean, they didn't have to win, but they're going all right, Freo.
They are.
Carlton, too much class. Yeah. Walsh come back in. He's a quality player. Walsh,
he's not back in yet, but he will in a couple of weeks. But, yeah, Carlton will win that one.
Bulldogs, Cats.
Oh, the mighty Cats. Here we go. They've won three. They're flying. Bit of a danger game. They've only got 5-day break compared to the Doggies, who had a 7-day break. That always helps. And the Cats, they played in the longest game ever last Monday when the power went out or the lightning or whatever it was.
One of your boys was on the phone.
Yes. Hawk, he's just seen where he was going to go after the game to celebrate his 350th.
Now, Greg, where's that play?
That one's at Adelaide Oval.
I think Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, they're a chance. Cats.
Bulldogs. Okay, right. And then we move on to Sunday, Gold Coast.
Yeah.
GWS Giants. A lot of people saying Giants are the best team in the comp. Jazz?
I think they are at the moment.
Right.
No, they're sound right across the ground.
They don't need a fixing up.
No.
Anywhere.
No.
Down back, they got the players. In the midfield, they got the players up
quality everywhere.
They're just cherry ripe
they
at the
are.
Minute.
Yeah, I'm going ripe. GWS, Gregory.
All right. Richmond, St Kilda.
Richmond and St Kilda.
St Kilda will bounce back. Roscoe wouldn't have been happy.
Who's Roscoe?
Ross, the boss, the coach, Ross Liney. He would have been very disappointed with that loss last week. He'll get them up, and they're going to be hard to beat, St Kilda. You know you're going to play St Kilda this year.
Yeah.
They're a good, tough outfit. I think they'll win that one. Too many injuries at Richmond.
I'm going Richmond.
You're going, you're going Richmond. How?
I love the way they play footy.
Yeah, but they got some injuries.
And Collingwood, Hawthorn around us out.
Hawks are all right. They're not bad. They'll win a few games this year.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll beat Collingwood. So Collingwood in this one.
Pies for me, Greg.
Yep. Pies for
what
me.
What about that? Right. Have you ever heard a better rap
what
than
about that?
That?
They sound like they know what they're talking about. Unbelievable.
I think they fell asleep 5 minutes ago anyway.
Did they rap?
Shut up, rabbit.
It's 7:30,
Adelaide versus Melbourne. We're spinning Bill's wheel next, and then Bill and Jars have a joke off to end the show live. It's Rush Hours Gather Round from Sky City.
This is the Rush Hours Gather Rounded with JB, Billy, Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Live from the District Sky City and thanks to the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
That's it. Thanks to the Ford Ranger. We are live at the District. Watch every game live and free this footy season at the District. Level 1, Sky City, Adelaide. Make sure you head down here if you are in town for Gather Round, JB.
Oh, they're very, very nice. So I can see Bluey and Bern up here on stage. Bernard, we've got the Saturday rub in a couple of days' time.
Yep.
Nuff, a big part of that magnificent show. I want you to tell me who's filthied up the most about being placed in Nuff. Because people act as if they don't care, but they actually do.
There's a couple of contenders. Chris Johnson. Brisbane Lions, three-time premiership player. Filths up. Every time I see him, he's like, Bernie, how are you, mate? Shakes my hand and just keeps squeezing.
Just crushes
gives me a couple of jumper punches. Jordan Lewis.
Yeah, Louis. Could have given it a bit.
Every time I put him in, because he thinks he is... Queen's English is like... He thinks he's a proper Australian. He's a bogan from down Warrnambool.
He forgets that.
Yep. His old man's a truck driver, and I love truck drivers, but he's just a normal person. He's not better than the rest of us, so he needs to know that.
They're the two?
Someone to my left.
Oh, Bluey.
Bluey.
No, he was in there earlier.
Why do you protect James? Why is he hardly ever in
Nuff? I don't make any mistakes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Whereas you...
I don't think I've been in there for at least 12 months.
Tyson Deppel.
What's his name? Dyson Heppel.
Yeah, well, that's better. You had eight goes at it.
Hasn't Bill won it 3 years in a row?
No, Bill won it. Yeah, he was. He did win enough.
Okay. I tend to have to go through and select what grabs I want of Bill because he just fills it up.
Well, I think we've padded enough. Fat's ready now. He's about to spin the wheel.
Who's he got there?
Where's the wheel?
Oh, we're down here. We've got the wheel the third time today and we've got Lucky Maddie. G'day, Maddie.
Oh, it's a female.
No, it's not Maddie. It's Rhiannon. How are you, Rhiannon?
Oh,
Yeah, sing along, Rihanna. I would have liked Umbrella, Brella, Brella, Brella. Here we go.
There we go.
I don't know the words. Wait till we get to Umbrella. Brella, Brella, Brella.
Oh, this is working.
Yeah. Now, where are you from, Rhiannon?
Manukau West.
Oh, yeah, of course. Just out there north, about 40 minutes.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
And who are you here? Who are you here with today?
I brought my husband, Nathan, with me.
Where's Nate? Oh, there he is. Look at him. He wants to go to the Live Golf. And Rhiannon wants to go one night stay at EOS. Oh,
EOS.
Nice.
Yeah.
EOS.
Righto, here we go. Give it a spin. The $100 is gone, of course. You could win.
$1,000.
The Beef Eater Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to Harvey Norman. They've been good sponsors.
Biggest range of barbecues this footy season, Bill.
So is the district. Oh!
EOS.
Oh, hang on.
EOS.
Yeah!
The husband's happy.
We'll go and chat to the husband.
The husband's very happy.
Hey, I reckon a night at EOS will be all right with Rhiannon, mate.
Excellent, mate. Well, thank you very much.
Yes. Well done. You wanted to go to the golf, but well done. Where are you from?
St.
Spotters.
Oh, no.
Maybe Manukau West.
I knew that, you idiot.
We'll save it, Bill, because your joke is coming up next to wrap up the rush hour gathering.
Fat, good question.
Fat, did you put a hand in that wheel? Did you just stop that a little bit? Or?
Hand him where?
The wheel.
No.
Not Rhiannon.
Oh, I don't think.
Look at him. We're getting photos.
Hey, ask her how old he is, Bill.
Oh, my God. Rabbits, get us to the break.
Live from the District Sky City, this is the Rush Hour's Gather Round It. Thanks to the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023. Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Live from the district at Sky City, this is Triple M Rush Hour's Gather Around It. It's time
chaotic.
For a couple of jokes to finish
it
as well.
It is chaotic.
It is. Yes. People everywhere, Jim. Hey, we're talking just before the break about... You know, not being able to talk, and who filths up about being in the nuff.
In the nuff, yep.
Just stumbled across a couple of old grabs of Greg Blewett to my left. Now, this is one where he just, well, they cross to him on the boundary and he spits this out.
Greg Blewett on the boundary for Bob Jane Team Arts.
Clean bill of health for both teams. In came Georgiades and Tyson Depple, sorry.
Still went with Tyson Depple in the end.
But you're not a repeat offender, Bluey. It hasn't happened since.
No. Only because they gave him the arse.
Fixed
it
up.
Been on nuff
fixed
for
it up.
At least 12 months.
He hasn't been on the boundary line for 12 months.
Actually, did you call Bill something else yesterday?
What,
you
did.
Oh, I think you've got something. Leroy?
Go on.
Clean belly, bill of health.
No.
Clean
Leroy.
Bill of health.
This is going on. Sucked
what's
in, you
going
lot.
On?
Sucked in. All right, now, jokes. We finish with a joke.
Yes.
Bills are really poor.
Yeah. No, mine are good.
Jars, I'm not sure about yours.
Yeah,
do you want to go first, Jars?
No, Billy can.
Right, now, Jars will be good.
Yeah. By the way, thank you all so much for coming along. We've had an absolute ball.
The district,
superb.
The district.
Footy fans in South Australia, magnificent. Everyone who's come from interstate, superb. All the staff that have helped us put this together, thank you so much, Andrea, and all the technical staff, Zoe and the production staff. Thank you, Emily. All right, so, jokes. Fat, you first?
Yes, here we go.
It's a joke-off.
It's a joke-off, so get ready for plenty of applause.
All right, applause or meter?
Or laughter, probably.
Laughter or applause.
All right, here we go.
An old man woke his wife early in the morning.
Yes.
He said, Nancy, I've witnessed a miracle. Last night when I got up to go to the bathroom, God turned on the light for me, and when I'd finished, he turned the light off. His wife said, oh, no, Jars. You've been pissing in the fridge again.
Oh!
Boo!
Boo!
Oh! Not bad!
Boo!
Not
bad!
Been going in the fridge again,
not
Jars.
Bad.
Boo! Better than the curtain, Jars.
Boo!
You know about that, Burn.
I think there's some enjoyment out there for that one.
Yes.
What do we like?
Boo!
All right.
Jars had already started his joke.
It's halfway through, Jim. You saw
applause before.
Oh, no, we'll get some.
All right, here we go, family. What does a grape say when it's squashed? Nothing. Nothing at all. It just lets out a little bit of wine. Yo, beauty!
No, there's open booing.
They're throwing stuff.
Open booing.
No.
Stop throwing
they
stuff.
Want
to,
they're
not happy upstairs.
They want to neck him.
Family, I need you.
Oh, no.
Can they want to neck
not
me?
Happy.
Can we ask who won, Jim?
All right, so
here we go.
Are we a fan of Fats joke?
Yeah!
Or Jazz's joke? I think we got a comprehensive winner.
Not only was it a shit joke, he butchered it. He didn't say it right.
Another premiership to me, Jim.
Do you, Jazz, do you tell jokes every show?
Not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
No. Oh, good.
We're a little bit more articulate
and
than
please, the, and please don't start doing it.
All right. Well, we've had a lot of fun. Thank
love you,
you to everyone for coming along. Good luck with your
yes.
team, wherever they play on
yes.
the weekend.
See you, Jazz.
And what are you doing, Fat, from here?
What does
I'm
going
to go 8 metres to that bar and have a nice Carlton draft.
Are you?
Jazz, try it again. Try it again. You read it wrong.
Yeah.
Try it again. Go again.
Go. See ya.
Oh, no, no, no. There it is, Leroy.
You are the king of Geelong. Jazz is shit.
Bill of health, clean bill of health to both teams down here, guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.